Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Steele Talkin'. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. It is what I love to do is sit here with you tonight and just talk. I really appreciate it. You are welcome to join us if you have a question. All you have to do is join us at 651-461-9227. Do I have that right, Jonathan, with the
last
new number?
Last digit, 6.
Ah, 9226 instead of 9227. So, yeah, you're always welcome to call in. All right. Education reporter Lauren Lumpkin is joining us. Why? Because we're going to talk about the FBI's reports of at least 57 bomb threats at historic black colleges and universities and even other institutions. And this has been happening since January. So the article in the Washington Post says the FBI and 57 historical black colleges and universities, places of worship and other faith-based and academic institutions received bomb threats between January 4th and February 16th. And the Bureau is investigating the incidents as hate crimes. I think what bothers me so much is, you know, we've been hearing about this for years. You remember, Jonathan, the four girls who were killed in that bomb?
Birmingham, Alabama in 1963.
Absolutely, 1963. Yep. And, you know, we've been hearing about bomb threats all along. It never really stops completely. You know, all of a sudden, it'll come up one HBCU school, and that means they are focusing on us. If you're going after historic black college or university, that person is going after black people, which is really quite fascinating. And so joining us to talk about this is the author of this this article. And I tell you, as I was reading it, trying to figure out, man, you know, how do I stay calm on this? And I know that I have to, and so I will. But I have to tell you, first of all, welcome to WCCO, Lauren, and forgive me for being a little shaken by it all, but it's a lot to shake you, right?
It is, for sure. And thank you so much for having me reporting on this. You know, I'm approaching this as a reporter and trying to get the facts out. But also, you know, it's a weekly basis now, we hear about a new school getting threats and, you know, something in my stomach just drops every single time.
Exactly. 57 historically black colleges and universities. I think that's the largest number we've seen. Am I correct?
Right. And that number also includes some faith-based institutions, houses of worship. But, you know, our tally of the historically black colleges and universities, it's more than 24 at this point. You know, different schools in various states have all received similar threats.
So where do we go from here? As a journalist, I can only imagine how frustrated it is for you to hear this and try to encourage or try to write something that would be encouraging. Yet we are not seeing a whole lot of that, are we?
Right. And, you know, the FBI, as they released a statement last week, just because there's been so much interest in this story, people are really anxious and trying to figure out, okay, what happens next? Who, you know, have there been arrests? Like, who are the perpetrators and what are their consequences going to be? And it can be frustrating because we don't really know right now. And I've been talking to university presidents and students who have similar kind of anxieties about when is this going to end. But at this point, you know, these campuses are doing what they can. You know, in Virginia, the governor on Friday said that he is going to seek emergency funding so that the four historically Black colleges and universities in the state of Virginia can have some more money to deal with these threats. At Virginia State University, they have already, you know, hired police officers and try to bring on more security. And so, I mean, there's a very real financial aspect of this, but that's really, you know, all these institutions can do at this time, just try to keep safe and bolster resources where they can.
You know, in your article, it says the authorities have yet to find any explosive devices. And I know that there's been talk about six teenagers, I think. And so I'm just wondering what you're hearing about this. If there are no explosive devices have been found between January and now, what does that tell us?
Right. And that's why it's tricky, because at this point, you know, nothing has been found yet. But also every incident, the FBI says that they're taking each incident very seriously. We hear the same thing from law enforcement, you know, in the localities around these universities. They're taking it very seriously because, you know, while nothing has been found yet, you don't want to let your guard down just in case something does happen. And, you know, I've been talking to students, like I mentioned, and they kind of feel the same way. You know, some students are very much so anxious, but some are, you know, have the sentiment of, hey, nothing's happened yet, so, you know, maybe I can just go back to focusing on class and try to forget about this. But I don't know, it is difficult because we don't want to let our guards down just in case something really does happen.
So I read that there were some students that were getting text messages and that sort of thing with a threat. And are we seeing that the professors also, you know, or the administration, is it just a little bit of everyone on these campuses?
Right. That's what I'm still trying to confirm, who exactly is getting these threats. You know, I've heard administration getting the threats, and they come in phone calls, emails. Sometimes they're anonymous posts online, instant messaging, you know, just, and they're all anonymous. There's just various ways. And that's kind of, the FBI shed some more light on that last week. They gave some more specificity as to how exactly these threats are coming in.
The FBI, you know, we look to them for protection often, and to at least find out what is going on. And it's interesting to me that they really don't have clarity on it just yet.
It's hard, you know, because we all really, really want answers. But, you know, when I talk to university presidents, they have full faith in the agency to handle the situation. And, you know, they're working with all these universities. 31 field officers are on this. They're conducting hundreds of interviews and, you know, analyzing all this electronic information. And so we're just kind of trying to stay patient. And that's the sentiment I'm getting from these campuses, too, just really just trying to be patient and hope that we get more information from the FBI before more of these threats come in.
You know, one of the sentences in your article says the FBI has encouraged people who notice suspicious activity to submit a tip. And as you know, with all of the complication between the races in our great country right now, some people are terrified to submit a tip. The FBI, I'm hope, is able to encourage students and administration to really come forward if they see something. You remember how we learned years ago, if you see something, say something. And it is so important because it could really matter and save lives. So where do we go from here? Does the FBI look into, are people coming forward with any tips, do you know?
It's unclear right now what exactly, you know, what kind of information that the FBI is getting, but, you know, I'm hopeful that tips are coming in and that they're credible tips, you know, things that the FBI can actually look into and follow up on. But I think that's a really good question and something that, you know, we're going to continue to keep an eye on. What are they finding out? Are any of these tips actually helpful at this point?
Yeah. And then finally, of course, we have the FBI agents. We have some officers on the campuses that are really checking and keeping their eyes open. And I'm wondering, are the schools having to pay for these agents, these police officers or security officers, whomever they're hiring? Are the universities having to pay for it, or are the states paying for it?
Right. And at this point, the universities are paying for it. You know, when the local police department comes in, that's, you know, a whole other separate thing. But, you know, the first response on a lot of these campuses is the university's police department. And when the bomb threat comes in, they have to sweep every single building, every classroom, it's really time consuming. It's expensive. You have to have all this staff. Like I said, Virginia State University, you know, they've made additional hires. So I think that is something that these schools are kind of looking at. This is expensive. And, you know, these are schools that already have limited resources, and to have to spend extra money on these threats, you know, they're trying to figure out, you know, we can only sustain this for so long. And so that's kind of what's going on with Virginia at this point, with the governor trying to seek money from the General Assembly to help these schools bolster their security.
So if we want to help, do you know if they've said anything about how we can help in some way?
I think at this point, you know, like you mentioned, if you see something, say something, and just keep these schools in your thoughts. It's a really tough time. I mean, when I talk to students, it's hard not to really feel for them. There's a pandemic, you know, so much of their college experience has been upended from the coronavirus, and now they're back on campus. Things seem somewhat normal, and these bomb threats keep coming in. And, you know, a lot of the presidents say that they're meant to intimidate and disrupt and distract students. And it's a really difficult time. So, you know, just really keep them in your thoughts, and, you know, just continue to follow the story. We don't want the story to fall out of the, you know, out of national attention. That's why we want to keep reporting on it, so that people keep focusing on it. You know, and we're going to follow the story until it's resolved.
It's so true, Lauren, because I remember these stories would come forward and all of a sudden they disappear, and you kind of forget when it's not in front of you. So, yes, that's a great example right there, is to make sure that we stay on top of these stories and talk about them so people know that this is still happening or not happening. Thank you so much for joining us. Education reporter Lauren Lumpkin, really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.